principle number 8, the work of the heart giving. We're on number 8. Just came to mind from what we were talking about last time, we mentioned the concept of masach, how in our spiritual work, the extent to which we have a desire to receive that we're working to overcome towards the place of giving, the level of our masach, the level of our spiritual work is determined by how large of a desire to receive that we're working on. So brings to mind the idea that in this whole method here that we're learning, the idea is not to try to nullify our desire to receive. Nullifying our desire to receive would be in some way kind of like going to sleep. So we learned that our desire to receive plays a very important role. It was the whole vessel that was created inside of us to ultimately come to experience all of the divine goodness that we're here to experience. So our desire to receive, we learn we're not trying to nullify it. We're learning how to transcend it. In fact, as we grow spiritually, our desire to receive is also growing because it's then allowing us to make larger masachim and allowing us to make acts of spiritual work that are on a deeper level, which therefore is allowing for deeper transformation. So we actually learned that as we're growing spiritually, our desire to receive is getting larger and larger because we're learning to be able to make larger and larger masachim. We're learning to more and more be able to transcend our desire to receive. So as we're growing, our desire to receive is growing, but our giving becomes more important to us than all of those evolving measures of desire to receive. I just wanted to bring out the idea that we're not trying to nullify our desire to receive. Our desire to receive is very, very important. What we're learning how to do is to have a desire to receive, and the act of giving is more important to us than fulfilling that desire. Okay, so we'll go on to number 8. A technique for loving others is to connect to the aspect of God within others. So our work is to, is right, we said, is to reach the place of truly loving others as we love ourselves. So one of the tools of doing that is when we're in our relationship with others is trying to see every other person, to try to become aware that every other person is actually a divine soul, an aspect of God. To try to see every person, not just the body that's in front of us, but to try to become aware that everybody's body is only this temporary clothing within this temporary reality of time and space. That every single one of us are divine souls, eternal exalted beings, beyond what we could ever imagine or dream of. So the more that we can try to see the people around us as divine beings and see all of the faults that we're seeing in other people, realizing that's only outer layers of their divine essence. So that can help to awaken us to be loving everybody on a much deeper level than if we're only focused on their outer, presently physical manifestation and all of our faults that we're all working through right now, every single one of us in the process of growing. Says that love overcomes all faults. When we do something wrong, so we find a million ways to explain why we did what we did, because we naturally have a love of ourselves. But when somebody else does something wrong, so are we trying to find a million ways to understand why they just did what they did or said what they said? So the more that we're having love for others, then the more we're just focused on the good. Right, so he's saying here, trying to focus on the aspect of God within others is a technique for coming to love others. We're blessed to walk around and everybody that we're seeing and experiencing, and including ourselves, to try to realize how exalted that everybody is, that we're all divine souls, aspects of God. Okay, number 9, when we are giving in divine service, no being or situation in the world can cause us to feel limited. Therefore, the mindset of giving is called freedom. If we're really trying in every moment to be in a state of giving, which means in this moment right now, what I want to try to be doing is whatever the divine will is for this very moment. Right? I have what I want in this moment. But if instead of trying to serve my own desire in this moment, I'm trying in this very moment to be in service to the divine will. So no matter what situation I'm in, any single moment, I can always try to be being in divine service that moment. So if I'm trying to be in divine service that moment, that's the spot. So we have the ability to do that every single moment, to try to be in divine service in that moment. So as long as I'm trying to be in divine service in that moment, the only thing that's getting in the way is my desire to receive. But if I'm in the place of wanting to transcend my desire to receive and to be in service, so there's no situation in the world that wouldn't allow me to try to be doing that. And as long as I'm trying to be doing that, so that's the space. That's the place of divine connection, place of freedom. Freedom from our desire to receive, from everything that's disconnecting us. See, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was one of our greatest spiritual masters, bringing down the Zohar to us from 2,000 years ago. So reached the highest levels. So there's something like it says that God couldn't hide from Rabbi Shimon. So, because Rabbi Shimon had reached the level of, no matter what level of hiddenness of the goodness he was experiencing, the hiddenness of God that he was experiencing at any moment, he already knew that that was just an opportunity to be in the place of divine service. So the hiddenness became the revealment. But there was no more hiddenness for Rabbi Shimon, because every hiddenness was a place of being able to give, a place of being able to believe, a place of being able to be of service. The darkness was no longer the desire to receive, not getting what it wants, but it was in the place of constantly being in a state of divine service, every moment an opportunity to be in divine service. So Rabbi Shimon already got there, where the darkness became light. I mean, for us... But it's giving us this idea that in every situation we're in, we could, if we shift our consciousness appropriately, be in a state of freedom in that moment. Because in every situation is a moment that we could use to be in, instead of trying to serve our desire to receive and everything that's wrong in this moment that we think, we can use that moment to try to be in a state of giving and love and divine service and That's a level, it's called freedom. And number 10 here, it says, we come to love only through giving. We could think it's the other way around, that when we love somebody, you know, give to them. The whole idea here is that through our acts of giving and working on our giving and working our intentions to giving in order to reach a state of loving. So it's through all of our spiritual work of giving that we can attain the state of truly loving. Okay, so we'll end here for now, and next time, God willing, begin on the work of the mind, Amunah.